You can get Dark Skies on Suddenly Caught a Man, and all you got to do is make that call at 979-836-6901 or online at suddenlink.com. All right. Talk a little NBA here, because I know you're excited about it. Did not work out so well yesterday for the Memphis Grizzlies. The Grizzlies buried yesterday in San Antonio, 105-83.
The Spurs will be able to dribble it out. Patty Mills slowly in the front court. The Spurs will take a 1-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. Spurs win it going away. The final score, Spurs 105, Grizzlies 83.
Dominating performance, 105-83 the final. Now, here's the thing. I heard people talking in the hallway say, oh, man, it's over. It's over. No
so
chance.
Quick.
No
so
chance.
Quick to dismiss.
No chance the Memphis
really?
Grizzlies can come back. Look, here's the only number I needed to see. 14-29. Those are the two numbers that were significant to me. You know what that was?
What's that?
14 made, 29 attempted from three-point. Okay? Here's the thing. I'll say this. If San Antonio shoots almost 50% from three-point every time, they're going to win this series.
They're going to win it all.
I'm going to assume as good as they are shooting the three, they're probably not going to shoot quite that good the rest of the way.
How about this for a reason to still stay on the Memphis bandwagon? The Grizzlies are 0-3 in game ones this postseason, 8-1 in all other games. They've lost every first game of every series so far.
Okay.
They didn't panic, did they?
One more reason why it doesn't matter.
But then on the flip side, Greg Popovich, head coach for the Spurs, 19-3 all time in best of seven playoff series when his team wins game one. So he certainly has a stellar record when his team jumps out to an early win.
Well, I commend him for playing well, and I'm not knocking them either. I mean, I definitely would not sell the Spurs short. They've been there before. They're not going to be afraid. They're
veteran leadership.
No question.
Tim Duncan's playing really well for a guy his age.
But here's the thing. They're rested.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's like game one, they're rested, they're at home, and yeah, they're knocking down jump shots. Yeah, they're probably going to do pretty well. I mean, it is what it is.
You know, season. They're rested from, you know, sitting out mid, what was it, back in November,
well,
playing
they swept,
the Heat?
Yeah, they swept the first round, right? I mean, they swept the first round, and then they rolled through the second round.
No, I'm talking about Popovich's decision to rest them.
That, too. He's been resting them all
year.
He's been preparing for this time of year from the beginning of
and
the season.
And why do people question him? Future Hall of Fame coach.
You have to be a
he's
moron.
He's fantastic.
He's the greatest.
He is.
He's the best. There's not a coach in the league I would take over him right now.
No.
Unless Coach K came to the league. By the way, did you see after saying he's not going to, he still might coach the USA men's team?
Maybe he wants to coach LeBron some more. He said LeBron's the best player he's ever coached.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Over.
I mean, not
over Bobby Hurley? It's not even close. It's silly.
That's what I'm saying.
Silly thing to say. Anyway. Oh, and the other game over the weekend. We didn't get another. We've had one game seven.
Yeah.
And I would have never guessed Nets and Bulls would have gone to game seven. I would assume the Nets would have won. But just shows you never know. Pacers did knock off the Knicks over the weekend, though, at home, 106-99. I thought that was a critical game. The last thing you want to do is go back to New York. Good fight, I thought, by the Knicks. Good game by Carmelo Anthony, 39 points.
He did everything he could.
He is what Joe Klein calls a volume shooter. 29 shots, 15 made, almost 50%, though. Pretty good game. He was 1 of 4 from beyond the arc. And then Shumpert played out of his mind. He had one little stretch where he hit, I think, three threes in a minute.
And where was J.R. Smith and where was Tyson
Chandler? J.R. Smith
Chandler?
Hit a three right there, too. J.R. Smith was 2 of 9 from three, not so good.
What about Tyson Chandler, a guy
Tyson
who
Chandler.
Basically disappeared?
1 of 4. He did have 6 rebounds. Anyway, Iman Shumpert, 19 points on 5 of 6 from 3. He was the one that kept him in it, really, in the middle stretch there.
He's got a great fade.
But, man, how about this? 5 guys in double figures taking the old Spurs philosophy, and it's coming from anywhere. Paul George, 23. David West, 17. Roy Hibbert, 21. You get 21 out of Hibbert, you're going to be a lot of teams, including they'll probably win a game or two from Miami doing that. 12 from George Hill, and Lance Stephenson had the game of the weekend. Big game ball to Lance Stephenson. I saw him do something I've not seen a guy in the NBA do in ages. Seen LeBron James do it a couple times, I guess. Take a rebound on one end, dribble all the way down the other end, and put it in.
Yep.
You don't see
coast
that very
to coast.
Often. You don't see coast to coast in the NBA very often. It was very impressive. And after this game, it was all about Lance Stephenson. Let's go ahead. If you have the highlights played, otherwise, let's hear from Frank Vogel talking about Lance and Lance talking about
Stephenson.
Lance.
Over. Racing Smith person. To the other end, and he laid it up and in with a left hand. Lance Stephenson, count it and put him on the line. Long shot, no good. And the Indiana Pacers are headed for the Eastern Conference Finals. The crowd here rising to its feet as the Knicks and Pacers conclude the latest chapter in their long and stirring rivalry. The Pacers get the better of it tonight.
Last game, I felt like I played not to my ability. And I couldn't wait for this game. I couldn't sleep. And I was very focused for this game. And it showed today. And I want to thank my teammates. We played hard and we played together. We played as a unit. And we took care of business.
It's believable but unbelievable. He's got no playoff experience whatsoever, but he's got some of the best basketball instincts I've ever been around. You know, there's the old phrase, he's a gamer. He's not gonna always look good. He's not always gonna be in the right spot defensively. If he's doing a workout in the summertime with a coach, he's not gonna be the hardest grunt on every move. But you put him in a situation like this, game six, closeout game, and kid's got a lot of guts and great basketball instincts.
I think he was with me last week. We did NBA. Oh, it was Cale Gober, the athletic director at Henderson State. We did head coach trivia. He's quite the NBA fan. I had no idea, but he was rattling off the different NBA coaches. And probably the most forgettable, or the guy that most people don't think about, is Frank Vogel, as far as the coaches that remain in the postseason. And there he is. And I think he's done, obviously, he's done a great job. And the thing, when you think about how they don't even have one of their best players, maybe their best player overall, and what they've been able to do, I think it's going to be a fun series. I really do. I don't expect them to beat the Heat, but I do expect it to go at least six games.
Did you see what LeBron was asked about Vogel and what he said about the Heat? And LeBron, and someone told him basically the wrong wording of it, I guess.
Yeah, basically what he said was, we have to get ready for another series.
There are another team in our way
right. To
get to the championship.
Right. And then it was phrased to him as, he said you're just another team.
Yeah.
That's typical media stirring the pot where
absolutely.
There's any pot to be stirred.
So then LeBron takes it all personal and says, we're not just another team.
He's better than that usually, though.
He should
be. I don't see him get too bent out of shape about stuff. I was surprised by his reaction. Even if he had said it the way it was phrased, which he didn't, I was surprised that
he should have suckered in like that.
I would have said, whatever.
Yeah.
So be it. What is it? Walk softly, carry a big stick? Or walk softly and be 6'8 and 260 pounds?
Freak of nature?
Yes.
That works.
Way better. It's way better. Here is your post game from the Grizzlies-Spurs game one, Greg Popovich. We all agree, the best coach that remains in the postseason, talking about their strategy in keeping Memphis, a team that makes its hay on the inside, off the boards.
We try to limit their offensive rebounds, but that's what every team does. And tonight, we were able to do it to some degree. So it's important because that is a part of their offense, and they're great at it. So we'll continue to emphasize that.
I would. If they want to keep winning, they should definitely do that. Tony Parker makes a very valid point. He says, and this is actually, we got Captain Obvious 1 and Captain Obvious 2. Tony Parker, Captain Obvious on how they won. Lionel Hollins on Captain Obvious on what they need to do to not lose four games in a row.
When we shoot the ball like that, we're pretty hard to stop, but we know that it's not going to happen every game. I'm not even sure we're going to shoot like that for the rest of the series. So against Golden State, we couldn't hit a shot. So tonight, we made some.
They play better than us in every area, and that included fronting the post and keeping us from going inside as much as we wanted to.
Well, I do appreciate the fact that Tony Parker realizes they probably won't shoot 50% from three every game.
And Zach Randolph won't be held to 2 points every game on 1-for-8 shooting.
Yeah, you got to talk about jockstrap no-show.
Big jockstrap.
They clearly structured their defense to hold him out. And he was very ineffective on both ends, I thought.
He's a big part of the team. And when you take one big piece out of a team that plays, if they don't play with a full team effort, then they're not going to compete with the Spurs.
Except for Russell Westbrook.
It's going to take everything they've got.
In Oklahoma City, they didn't need. Oh, wait. No, wait.
Oh, yeah. They kind of did.
And then Lionel Hollins, they played better than us and rephased the game. Yes, they did. They did.
Sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah. Well, if they knock down a few more shots, I'm sure they'll be fine going forward.
It's the team that scores the most points that's going to win the game, Justin.
Thanks. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm here all day. Be sure to tip your waitress.
Captain Obvious. Very good. Whatever you want in on, come on. We've got some interesting stories. I do have I thought it was an odd turn of events, and I don't even know if we're going to do a whole segment on this. I'll just mention it now since we're talking NBA.
Just say it.
Charlotte Bobcats going back to the Hornets. Yeah, that'll make all the difference
in the world.
They're
taking it back.
Thank God.
They're taking it back.
Well, I mean, they've been so clueless as the Bobcats. I'm sure if they just change their name back to the Hornets, they'll be fine.
They're probably just jealous because Pelicans was taken. And when you get a name like Hornets out there,
mm-hmm.
You got to just go with whatever you can get. They did get moved as the Hornets. Why would they want to go back to the Hornets?
There's no timetable set on when they're going to go back. Well, the question is, why did they change, first of all? Second of all, what good is it going to do?
Well, probably New Orleans kind of took it.
They're still going to suck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Forget about that.
Yeah, that's kind of why they lost it in the first place.
Good thinking.
You're right.
It's freed up. It's freed up again.
They got it back. They're taking it back.
I wonder why they didn't rename Well, like, I guess the oddest name, and again, when you think about moving around, there are a few that don't make sense, like L.A. Lakers don't make sense.
Utah Jazz.
Utah Jazz makes zero sense.
There's no Jazz in Utah.
None. I don't think there's any music. No, there probably is music. I don't know what.
A lot of Mormons.
I don't know what their music du jour is.
Maybe. Banjos, probably.
No, that is not. You're thinking of something totally different. That's West Virginia. And then, yeah, but L.A. Lakers makes no sense. What else are nonsensical? Sacramento Kings? What are they the Kings of? I'm not sure why the Kansas City were the Kings either. Kings of what? Exactly. Landers 4, they're the Kings. Kings of great deals. They will not be undersold. They refuse. They give the Heisman to being undersold, shunning it. Savings have never been quite like this, though. While they're not being undersold, they're also giving you as low as 0% on financing. Unbelievable. Striving to be your car or truck dealer for life is Landers 4. Get out there and see why so many people from across the state keep getting out there and buying cars and trucks from Landers Ford and Benton. I think we're going to be live out there next month. We've not been to Landers Ford in a while. I look forward to seeing them. Well, it's where they treat you like family, and not the family you have. It's the family you want. Give them a call, 501-315-4700, or go see Kelly and Mike. They treated me like my family. Whew, I'd probably never buy a car, but this is the kind of family that you hope to have someday, like your family.
Like your family?
No, not like mine.
I'm trying to get now.
No, I'm trying to get adopted by your family. Get out there and look at the huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Small-town atmosphere and big-city selection. That's Landers, Ford, and Benton. Shop them last, get the big deals, and be happy you went there. You can go shop around elsewhere, but bring them that best deal you get somewhere else, and they'll smash it on any new car in stock. That's how they roll. Yeah. Right cross. There are no Grizzlies in Memphis. Good point.
Are we sure?
Oh, Pau Gasol is quite an animal, but he's not a Grizzly. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Marc Gasol. Excuse me. Yes, thank you. Good point. Yeah, I don't know what Powell's more like a delicate flower who's no longer in the playoffs.
Can anyone think of any other teams out there?
I'm sure. 433-1037, or you can email us the zone at 1037thebuzz.com.
And what should mascots, they change it to?
Mascots that don't fit the city they're in.
And what should they change it
to? Yeah, what should the Lakers be?
Yes.
Oh, I have so many ways.
Oh, there's going to be some good ones.
Speaking of, I have actually a great list of former. Did you know that not only were the Arkansas State Red Wolves Indians before, they were something before that? I don't know if you knew this or not.
No, I did not.
See, I'm gonna teach you a little something when we come back. Stay tuned. Outdoor, she wore a raspberry beret. The kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry beret. This is the